be on the marathon route, watching that marathon, screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs in support of all the runners that are running. It's going to be sad. I don't think it's going to be sad. I know it's going to be sad. You know, it's a reflection.
All right, Boston Marathon coming up in less than a week. Can you believe it? It's been a year since then, and there's an interesting story attached to the marathon. There's a chance that an American woman could win. We'll talk about that here right at the top in just a second. But first, if you're listening to me right now here on America Tonight, you might need to step outside quickly, just crank up the radio, and see if you can see a blood moon. There's just now, it's now disappearing. A total lunar eclipse is in the night skies over Dallas. It has already happened. In Denver, they should be seeing it too as well. You can go onto the NASA website and see it stream there too as you're listening to us. But it's very, very cool. And it's going to happen four times in a year and a half, and it's such a rare thing to see. So that's where we begin here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. So for most of the U.S., most of the U.S. east of the Mississippi River, the eclipse will just be a bust. But for the rest of us on the other side, you should be able to see it. You can see it streaming live, like I said. But because of the clouds that you've got, that's why you won't be able to see it. But anywhere east of the line, west of the line, you'll be able to see it, especially in California, in Texas, in Arizona, and all those places. You should get a great view of that blood red moon. It is very, very cool. It's such a rare thing to do. There are going to be four consecutive eclipses, as I mentioned, for the next year and a half. This is one of them. Then you've got September 2015, and you've also got one on October 8th. You're going to see that too as well. And then there's another one later. So this is the one in 2014, and it's blood red color because of the scattering of the sunlight through the edges of the Earth's atmosphere. So that's why they call them blood moons. Very rare, very, very cool. All right, Boston Marathon, the person to watch, and they did a great story on her in 60 Minutes that I happened to catch. Somebody told me to watch that. She's sponsored by Nike. She's just under 30 years old, and she's an American runner, and she's just focused on training full-time, and she's run the course a couple of times. An interesting side note to Shalane Flanagan, her name is. She's living in Portland, but goes back to Boston a lot. She's from Boston, grew up in Boston. Her parents both ran the marathon several times. They were marathon runners. She thought everybody just ran. And she won't cross the finish line on her practice runs because she thinks that's a jinx. But she's come in the top five in Boston before, and she has a good shot at this. So April 21st is the Boston Marathon, and it's certainly a big day. You heard the mayor there at the top, Marty Walsh, talking about the tributes and how sad it will be in a way. Of course, it'll be sad because of the two bombs that wreaked havoc over the finish line, killing three and injuring 264 last year, and people were furious about that. So now there's a chance that this runner, who is 33, who grew up in Marblehead, who can make a difference. Can you imagine if she wins this? She's from Boston. She goes back, wins this. That would be huge. What a moment that would be. I wish her well. I know I'll be checking her out to see if she... I'll be watching that to see if she does it, because she crosses that finish line first. And if she... You know, no American, male or female, by the way, has won in Boston in 30 years. She came in fourth last year. And she's definitely one of the favorites. She's been training hard. There is always the chance that this could be her year, and it would be just apropos if that happened, if she could do that. It would be, they'll be cheering her on. It'd be huge, certainly, to see it. No doubt about that. Besides looking at the blood moon and Boston Marathon coming up, you know, we've talked about this so much, the search for Flight 370, and you always ask for updates, so my quick update is nothing new. They found that the cell phone, there was a cell phone that made contact with the cell tower when the time disappeared from the radar. They say it's the first officer's phone, which is interesting because they combed through cell phone records and didn't find anything. They found nothing new with the planes. The pings are vanishing, and they've seen some oil slicks, so they think that's from the plane, but the 777 is still gone from sight. But the search is not off yet. There's a sub, underwater sub, that's searching, and we'll see that it has massive challenges, but we'll see if they're able to come up with anything. So far, nothing, nada, 39 days, nothing. So nothing has happened that sent pieces of the plane or anything else to give, to let the families know, okay, this nightmare is over in one sense because here's what we found. Speaking of nightmares, this was terrible, shattering what would have been just a terrific weekend. A man who had a background of spouting anti-Semitic nonsense is suspected of shooting to death a 14-year-old boy, his grandfather, outside a Jewish community center near Kansas City, Kansas. In fact, it was Overland Park. Frazier Glenn Cross is the suspect in the killings. He's being charged. Who knows? He could get the death penalties. They're pursuing the hate crime thing. He's a founder and former leader of the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan and a White Patriot Party guy. He was the Grand Dragon at one point. 73 years old. What is he doing going after these people? People who, by the way, were not Jewish, because that's what the belief was. That's why he's doing this. You have a high school freshman who was realizing a dream, going to the center to sing for a chance at a scholarship, which now that's gone. He was killed. And then his grandfather, doctor, who was with him as well, who's shot and killed. So what happened was that so many people sent out calls to 911 and whatever, and they had descriptions of the car that they got him at a nearby elementary school. And he was in the back of the patrol car that picked him up, shouting "Heil Hitler!" So nice when they finally got to him. And he's got the premeditated first degree murder charges and stuff that he's facing. He got the firearms, by the way, from a straw buyer with a clean record who could buy weapons legally, then sell them or give them to Frazier Glenn Miller, which he did, so he could avoid federal background checks. He had three guns when they got him. And they're pursuing everything they can on this guy, getting as much information as possible. It happened about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday from the Jewish Community Center's parking lot. And they were putting on a performance of To Kill a Mockingbird, so lots of auditions and stuff were underway. It could have been even worse. Griffin Underwood, 14, was there to audition. His grandfather, William Corporon, was driving him, and that's when the bullets hit them both. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And there was a third person hit as well. Stay with us. More to come next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Coming up in our third segment here on this version of America Tonight, we gotta lighten the load, right? So, lightening the load means, what's your favorite throwback movie? You know, like from the 80s or 90s, perhaps. That movie that comes on, excuse me, where you may have a copy of it, but you're held captive by TNT or whatever channel you happen to have on when you're just a couch potato laying there, and you've seen this movie a ton of times, and you watch it again and again and again. Everybody has one. I know it. I know you have one. Your throwback movie. We're going to talk about it for a very specific reason coming up in our third segment. Also, if you want to flip me an email, there's still time. I'm going to check the mailbag in our last segment. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Just like that. Just like that. And happy Easter week to those of you celebrating Easter, and happy Passover to those celebrating Passover, because that kicked off on Monday. Can you imagine, close your eyes for a second and imagine suddenly you're being dragged by a bear? Of all the things that can happen to me, that would be one of the most frightening things. And here's the reason why. This is not a woman, because the woman got attacked by the bear. I'm setting it up. It's in Florida. She wasn't camping. So she wasn't out there camping, roughing it. A bear approaches her. No. What happened was the bear came into her open garage door, sifted through her cans searching for food. And she said there was as many as five bears of different sizes that were rooting through her trash when she walked into the garage. A black bear dragged her from inside the garage out to her driveway, leaving her with scrapes and cuts to her face and her legs all over the place. She escaped, ran back into her house. Her husband called 911, and then she, of course, was taken to a hospital for treatment. Okay, so I have, like, a couple of questions here. If you're hearing bears, if you're hearing weird noises in your garage because you've left the garage door open, I don't know. There's something about going into the garage in that circumstance. Would you go into the garage? And if I'm there with my husband, am I the one that gets to go in the garage? Yeah, you go. I'm watching the game. You go ahead. Yell out if you have a problem. What? That's like my first problem with this story. And she really was attacked. I saw pictures of her. It was kind of brutal. So, and she's lucky, actually. I mean, you know, the bears could have killed her. So Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, they sent out a spokesperson, because everybody wanted to know about this, said that several bears had attacked the woman, and that the bears were observed in the area, but only one bear was really responsible for the injuries, because there's all kinds of, it's like telephone game, there's all kinds of exaggerated stories and whatnot that were coming out of that. So, they couldn't confirm the whole multiple bear thing. They said it was one. But it came Saturday night. It came on the same day, her encounter, that they warned that black bears and their cubs have started moving around in search of food after the winter. So they told people, you know, you got to use bear-resistant trash cans to prevent this kind of thing from happening, because they look for food. They show up. If they can't find food in your neighborhood, they move on. Boy, you hear these stories of these attacks. And like I said, to me, why you're hearing this, the bears, okay, you know that this is the whole garage thing and your garbage. I think you would want to keep it in your closed garage. Although I guess if it's hot, that smell would be brutal. But they do have the cans that you can have that would just completely would shut out the bears. The fact though that they heard this noise and she went out, I don't get it. Get the bear-proof trash cans. Don't overload it. Just get them and then move on from there. Wouldn't that be just easier? Do it that way instead. And for goodness sake, why leave your garage door open? Is that a good thing anyway? Just hanging out, just flipping open the garage. I mean, what are you, spring cleaning, and then you decided you would take a few moments off to watch reruns of Revenge or something? I mean, I don't understand that in the first place. But it is a creepy story, and the pictures of her definitely illustrate that. All right, I want to mention this, too, about the total lunar eclipse. A blood moon starts at 1:58 Eastern time. How cool is that? It's the beauty of America tonight. We are live, baby, and we're talking about it right now. So the moon turns a copper red, basically, for more than an hour, at least, overnight. It's part of what I just said, the lunar eclipse. And in Dallas and Denver, especially two of the big places you'll be able to see it, is very, very cool. And you're going to see it for a year and a half. There's four different times you could possibly see it. It's a very rare thing to get a shot at that, to get a shot at seeing a blood red moon. As we kind of do a little odds and ends on you, the search for Flight 370, the missing 777, the giant planes that so many of us have stumbled onto and you just don't even think twice about, just vanishing in thin air. They say the co-pilot's cell phone was on. So they see little details are coming out of this. The phone of the first officer on that flight was on and made contact with a cell tower in Malaysia about the time the plane disappeared from radar. That's now what we know. And they say that, so you look at the tower, is about 250 miles from where the flight's transponder sent that last signal that they detected. And the details are kind of sketchy, but they reaffirm the suggestions based on the radar and satellite stuff that we've been hearing, that the plane was off course and was probably flying low enough to get a signal from a cell tower. So that's another revelation. The first officer, what, was trying to make a call when the plane was flying? For what reason, though? Was there some problem? You know, what was the reason for that? Pilots are supposed to shut off their cell phones before they get out of the gate. So pretty rare to have a cell phone on in the cockpit. So what does that mean? See, it just adds to the mystery of it. Just call Ed Snowden. Perhaps he knows how we can find out that information. I mean, seriously, with all the data mining that's going on, they can get some, I think they could find some more specifics, maybe, perhaps, with this. So the phone, well, whoever cell phone it wasn't off. It was the co-pilot, so it was his phone. So why was that happening? So the plane goes missing, and they searched. That was one of the first things they did. They searched millions of phone records looking for any evidence that calls were made from the plane. But we heard the search turned up nothing, and now suddenly they've got this. They're still trying to find the plane, the 239 people aboard it, you know, looking in the southern Indian Ocean. You know this by now, off of the coast of Perth, Australia. They sent the U.S. is chipping in. The U.S. Navy contracted submersible diving, basically, toward the sea ocean. So the underwater machine, the U.S. is powering that. And they're saying that they're looking for to map the first portion of the search area, 16 hours to map, 4 hours travel time to just above the ocean floor and back, and 4 hours for an analyst to examine what they've gathered. And they've got a built-in safety feature for this underwater search vehicle because of how far down it goes. Almost 15,000 feet. And it's, the parameters of what they can do and what they can search is pretty, it's pretty amazing. Bluefin 21, it's called. And it'll be it's in the water for the first time in this whole 38-day search. And they're listening and looking and trying to figure out whatever they can and see what they can bring up that may give them more clues as to what's happened here. But so far, the Boeing 777, Zippo. I mean, they found the oil slick, and they were saying, hey, the oil slick, it could have come from it. So they took a sample of the oil slick to analyze it to see if it was from that plane. And because they're saying it could slowly be dripping up to the surface from the slick, so it might just be from the hydraulics or whatever else it is. They don't know. But there are plenty of oil slicks. I've seen them many, many times when I was a kid. In the Atlantic Ocean, when we were out deep blue fishing or whatever, we certainly saw them. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But the pings are gone for now, anyway. The pings are gone. And they just, you know, this whole sadness is prolonged for these people. It'd be great if they did find some shred of evidence, but I don't think they find that plane. I don't think so. All right, we're taking you back in time. You can tell us, throwback movie time, your favorite throwback movie from the 80s or 90s, next on America Tonight.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, a step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
All right, I used to love this movie, Say Anything. If you go back in time, 25 years ago, Say Anything came out, 1989. Wow. Romantic comedy written and directed by Cameron Crowe. It was his debut. I didn't even realize it was his debut. John Cusack was one of the main actors, and you just heard him there. And the story is takes place in Seattle, Washington. You got an average student, an aspiring kickboxer, who's trying to have a relationship with a Val Victorian who is supposed to go off to study in England and is going to be there by the end of the summer. So it's that whole exploration of two very different people in high school and the high school love thing. And I'll tell you what, it just brought me back thinking when I heard today that it was 25 years ago that that movie came out. And this is a movie that I would watch if it just came on and I had time to burn, which is not often, but if I didn't, it was one of those laying around days, I would watch it, even though I have a copy of it, which is so silly, and you wouldn't have to wait through all the commercials and whatever else. I would probably just still keep it on. You know, it's interesting because my favorite throwback movie, and I'm offering you a chance to lighten the load and throw in your favorite movie from the 80s or 90s, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Mine is Bull Durham. We can't even really play a clip of Bull Durham because there's so much you have to bleep out of that movie if you remember it. It's not quite like the 500 F-bombs of DiCaprio and crew in The Wolf of Wall Street, but there was a lot of swearing in it. I forgot about that. You remember this whole minor league team thing and, it also has its romantic comedy moments in it, and it's the whole minor league experience thing, and it depicts what that's like, and it follows three different lives. There's the Crash Davis character, Kevin Costner, who's now out in that new movie, Draft Day, has done a bunch of sports movies. And then there's the minor leaguer and the whole crazy, hapless team. And it really touched a nerve. Bull Durham was a very, very popular movie as well. I think that's interesting. They shot it like on a $9 million budget. It was an 8-week shoot. That's it. And they had all these cast members like Susan Sarandon and Kevin Costner and, a bunch of really talented, well-known actors. Tim Robbins was in it and Trey Wilson was in it and a whole bunch of them. And they didn't, they took less money to do the movie, but it was, it's listed as one of the top 25 sports movies, certainly of all time. And at that moment in time, it was a commercial success. It grossed over $50 million just in the United States, well above its budget. And it was a big critical success. Sports Illustrated at one point named it the greatest sports movie of all time, and it's certainly on most of the lists. It has that whole lore of the veteran minor league player who's sent down for the purpose of helping a rookie hotshot, and it's that whole idea of what happens and when you're in that in between and you're not going into the pros and. Yeah, just a whole bunch of other interesting themes around it, but it was great. And, of course, Bull Durham, nicknamed for Durham, North Carolina. So how about that? Matt, what about your favorite throwback movie from the 80s or 90s, especially given your age? In the 90s, you would have been a kid, and that was the heyday of some of the movies, some of the good movies, I think, that came out.
Well, when you were talking about baseball movies, I immediately thought of Major League. That was a really good one for
like
me. And
Major.
Every time that's on, I find myself watching parts of it because I've seen it so many times. But when you first brought this to my attention, I kind of thought of Better Off Dead, too. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
With John Cusack as well.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
There's so many just kind of inside, ironic, satire jokes in that movie that I really like. But I think the one movie that's always on that I always watch is this one.
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
I love it. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great movie that is. They are so over-the-top New York-y, and that movie was hilarious. That's like came out like 92, so you would have been like 10 years old or however old, maybe not even.
You can always find that movie on, too. I mean, I feel like a lot of these classic movies you can find on some cable station at least once a month.
Yeah, that was good. That movie was so funny. There's so many. I think what it is about some of the late 80s and the 90s is the writing of the movies was good. There was a lot of sarcastic, over-the-top innuendo or sort of blatantly in-your-face writing that was so crisp, especially with romantic comedies that weren't as cheeseball-y, or maybe they were, but there was something in it that you could resemble sarcasm and craziness. But there was some really good movies, and that's one of them, absolutely. That's a classic. Yeah, that movie is, Matt's right, that movie comes out every year. You can catch it all over the place, My Cousin Vinny, and there's great, that's what it is. It's the great one-liners. It's the movie liners that you can, the movie lines that you can pull out of it that you can't, you know, it's funny, too, My Cousin Vinny, James Rebhorn, who was from Homeland, he was the dad in Homeland, had a role in My Cousin Vinny, too. He just died not too long ago, 65.
He was the expert.
Yes. Yeah, he was in that movie, and he was funny in that movie. He's just that character actor, and that was another one of his credits. He had a good little slice in that movie. But, My Cousin Vinny was just great. Joe Pesci had a lot of lines in that, and it had the classic, they're in the South, the over-the-top New York, almost thugs, you know, the goofs and the crazy things that happened in it. You know, it's funny, too, about that movie, and I don't know this with Bull Dormant, but you could probably go out with 8 weeks to film it. There were probably a lot of interesting things in this. But there are people that put blogs together and stuff over mistakes that are made in the movie when they don't realize a scene that somebody had something different on or something was different. And they had a couple of deliberate mistakes. And one of them, the film was supposed to be in Alabama, but it was shot in Georgia. And they say you can see that when Vinny and Mona are pulling into town and they're turning left in the shot, you can see the Georgia State Highway road sign off in the distance. So how about that? And then there is the scene where Matt was talking about the tire thing, where Vinny's changing the tire and slips in the mud, and they show him behind the door. When the camera cuts back, he's in front of the door in the mud. So there's a couple of different things, but that movie is just classic. I mean, just classic. And it's funny, too, when you look, if you were just to look it up in whatever search engine you use, it says, and I just did this a while ago after Matt said that, you look up and it says comedy and crime. So comedy and crime. And, you know, Rotten Tomatoes can be rough on movies if you ever look at their rating system. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 84%. 84%. But that's a good one. Classic, I think, 90s movie. And another handful of movies that I would think of that come to my mind when I'm sitting there, if I would watch. I know Forrest Gump comes on a lot and people watch that. And I know this movie can be brutal watching for some people, but I still like some of the scenes from Pulp Fiction. I'll tell you one movie in the 90s I will not rewatch ever. I saw it one time, Titanic. I just, too over the top for me. And we all know the ending in the Titanic, don't we? I would also say that if I was just clearly looking like in the 90s, probably I would put on the list Silence of the Lambs. I think that was good. Back to the Future. The last Back to the Future was in the 90s, like 1990, I want to say. And another one that I watched, which maybe it's because I had, you know, a lot of young kids around me, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which they're coming back to the big screen, believe it or not. So if you have kids or grandkids, you might be going to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again, the modern version of it. And if we went to like the mid-80s, there's no question the classic movie for me, absolutely hands down, well, there's really two of them, would be The Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Still to this day, they say Matthew Broderick, he'll walk down the street in New York or wherever where he lives.
Ferris Bueller, and that's a great one, too.
It's a great movie.
People, that one's also on all the time, too.
It is. And people will yell out to him, Bueller, Bueller, which is hilarious. But there's a lot of, that follows into the Vinny thing, where there's a lot of lines that you remember from that movie that are just, like I said, absolutely classic. All right, so we're checking the mail next here on America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, as we're rounding the bend here, we have tons of emails to get to. Thank you so much. Once again, the mailbag is flooded, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Skip, who says, Kate, I was glad to hear just a short while ago when I turned into your program. I've been listening to it on GCN, streaming it, actually, and bravo to them for picking you up. About the whole blood moon thing, it is an interesting phenomenon, and I know that I will be looking for it in the skies. I live just outside of Denver, have not seen it quite yet. Maybe by the time you read this email, we will be in full red mode, if you know what I mean. But thanks for pointing that out to people. I agree with you. It's a very, very cool thing and has many, many meanings, to be sure. Then we move on to this one from Miller, who says, Kate, was so sad to learn on Sunday when I was driving around with my kids about the shootings in Kansas. The fact that a 14-year-old was shot, he was with his grandfather, and then somebody else who's completely innocent gunned down, and the fact that the guy who's going to be charged with the crimes has massive ties to the KKK, and it's looking like a hate crime thing. I hope they nail him to the wall. They had no idea what was coming their way, no way to defend themselves, and just happened to be at the wrong place when this nut decided he was going to react to the people at the Jewish Community Center in the parking lot. And lo and behold, he doesn't shoot any Jewish people anyway, which would have been awful if he had, regardless. But I hope they nail him to the wall. This is a case where the hate crime really does apply, and this is the time to use it without a doubt. Yeah, it's depressing, isn't it? And it's really shattered that pretty close community. That family was close, and the mother has spoken out a bunch of times now about it because, I mean, it's good for her. I think it's just so tragic. Maybe it's helpful to say, listen, this is what my son was like. This is my father. I thought he was having a heart attack. Thought he had a heart attack when I was shocked when I pulled up. And it is unbelievably sad, unspeakable. I mean, just now on what would be normally a holy week, they're burying people. That's what's happening. They're holding funerals. All of a sudden, they're foisted into that. You know, no one knows what life will bring, but that certainly wasn't what they were expecting. And I agree. I hope they nail this Frazier Glenn Miller to the wall for this. And luckily, they caught him because he's going to face those murder counts for sure. And it could be the death penalty, too. They're actually talking about that. Got another one on the same thing. This one from Austin, listening in Florida. And he says, Kate, this murder deal in Kansas City is just unspeakable and a terrible time for that to happen. But regardless, it doesn't matter when it happened. A guy that sits in a bush or a tree or behind a car with a rifle laying in wait just to shoot innocent people is a bottom feeder and worse things I can't say in this email to do to any innocence. And it's very, very sad, which once again brings up the whole idea of people having the ability to use concealed and carry weapons. Yeah, here's the thing, though. In this case, listen, it's a Sunday early afternoon, just barely after lunch. You're out. You're at this community center for whatever reason. You're visiting someone at the other side of it where it's an assisted living thing, you know, assisted living facility, or you're going to the center itself. You're not looking for that, really. You're just not looking for it. I mean, I don't know that in this case that would have helped. And remember, there's another person involved in this, and it was Terry Lamano, who was killed at the Village Shalom, which is, as I mentioned, that assisted living place in Overland Park. And she was Catholic, by the way. So the whole idea of who was being shot here, it was not, I guess, what the aim was. And I hope they do the death penalty thing. The idea that the kid concealed and carry would have made a difference, I don't know here, because I think it was boom, boom, that's it. And there was just a few people. I don't think they would have been able to draw that quickly. But I agree that people should be able to defend themselves. I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment because I don't think you take rights away whether I have a gun or not. And I just don't think you do that. Then maybe it would have made a difference. But a doctor and his grandson killed outside the center, I mean, wow. Okay, here's one that is in a different direction. And this one is from Brenda, who says, Kate, this whole thing with the flight, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist and jump on that bandwagon, but it seems to me that there's some things that I don't think we're being told. And when it's all said and done, that plane's not surfacing. They can search as much as they want. I really don't believe they're going to find any piece of that plane. And if they do, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. It's going to be like that one flight that took forever to find any piece of. I hate to tell the families those people are gone, but where and what specifically happened, there could be something much more mysterious connected to it. It is a strange deal. And yes, over a body of water that's very, very deep, it's not unbelievable to think that it's plunged in for whatever reason. But I don't think that it's going to be an easy find by any stretch of your imagination or mine or anybody else's for that matter. I think it's a question of when are they going to call this off. Well, I don't think they're going to officially ever call it off in the near future, like to say, okay, we're done. We can't find it. We're done. And there's going to be some remnants of a search crew, but how many are going to be dedicated to this? That number will shrink. I mean, already they've spent a ton of money blowing through money to try to find it, you know, to try to find the plane, but they have not found the plane. Finding pings and finding oil slicks and everything else that you could imagine that might surround it, but not the plane itself. Not the plane itself. So I don't know. I do not believe they're going to find it. I still stick by that. I still think that they're not going to find it. Here's one from Doris who says, Kate, I've never actually sent you an email, but I listen to the show. I have different hours, so sometimes I listen live, sometimes I download your show. And I will tell you this, that what's very strange to me is what's happening in the Ukraine. I think that Putin is going to snap up every piece of territory he can, and I don't think anybody's going to do anything about it. The protesters are giving him more ammunition, and I think we're going to see demonstrators and hear about people getting beaten and some other things, but in the gist of this, in the long run anyway, I think that this is what happens. I think Putin, who can keep saying he's trying to keep calm there and keep the troops on the border, will eventually end up having another referendum vote or whatever they call it. And I think the population will go the way possibly of Russia, because it's very, very fragile there in some of those eastern areas. It's been fascinating to watch what's happening. It has been, but depressing for the people who want their freedom and they don't want to go down this path. And I don't think it's going to be okay if you want to, if you're pro-Russia and you're holding buildings hostage and you're going after people or whatever. You know, if they've got the presidential election set for May 25th, and I think that's the push, like, hurry up, we got to get in there. And what can we do to break this up? Because they're trying to get to that finish line and have that election. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.